When the enemy's within me, picture me, my identity's winner. Checking my pedigree, this is my autobiography. More than a philosophy, life is living, and I gotta be driven, given my history, rising above the algebra.
World War Who?
You.
World War Who?
It's up.
World War Who?
It's true. I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who? World War Who?
It's you.
World War Who?
It's up. I think I'm fighting myself.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another edition of the World War You podcast. I'm your host, as always, Mansfield. And as we are entering into the third month of the year, I know for most people set goals in the beginning of the year. And I like to just, you know, after every 3 months, come back and revisit those goals and see where we are or how we are tracking. And I pretty much understand that a lot of people might have forgotten their goals, or some of them may have adjusted their goals, or others, they've actually just stopped working on them. But in this episode, I just want to talk about three questions that I think can help you, or that can assist you align yourself with your goal. Now, these three questions, they are not new, and they are not even that imaginative at all until you put them to work. So until you ask others to lean in and engage with them in a meaningful and real way, this is when you start to see the importance of these three questions and the potential that they have. And it will only work when you actually curiously ask one another and seek feedback, and you chart a course or have a go and celebrate the possibilities that these questions create. So your frame of reference is your personal purpose or your personal goals for 2023. Whatever it is that you purposed yourself to do, whatever you wrote down and said, this is what I want to achieve as I go forward in 2023, that's going to be your point of reference. And you need to align these three questions with whatever that is. Now, personally, I believe in what I call the power of one word. The power of one word is simply replacing the clutter in your life and streamlining it for more minimalistic and sustainable living. So instead of having a goal or having 10 goals, what I have is one word for the year. And that one word feeds into my day-to-day life. So my word for 2023 was serve. So I want to serve more. I want to serve my environment. I want to serve my people. I want to serve my family. I want to serve my friends. I want to serve my business. So 2023 for me is about service. So this is how I can then take these three questions and align them with how can I serve more and how can I achieve more from what I want to do. So question number one is, what could I start doing? So here you're looking at what can be introduced to your life and purpose right now that would make a big difference to your morale, your culture, and your overall life experience. Is there anything that you wanted to get to last year or in the last 2 months that just gave way because of your other responsibilities? So starting here gives you the opportunity to refocus. It gives you an opportunity to galvanize your resources and to deepen your mission. It creates the opportunity to reimagine and make new things. So this is a great opportunity for you to shake off the old and celebrate what's possible. So starting here in March and moving forward, you need to look at what it is you need to do with your goal rather than what this whole big picture is. So you need to look at the nitty-gritties, the small stuff within your goals, rather than looking at the bigger picture. Because a lot of people get overwhelmed when they look at big things. See, when you look at the Titanic, it's an amazing, amazing machine that you cannot wonder that an iceberg could actually sink it. So you need to look at the smaller things. What components made the Titanic? It was wood, it was this, it was that. So because of that, if we tweak this, maybe it wouldn't break and sink. So you need to look at the small things. What can I start doing? See, in my opinion, goals are most useful for direction and for the motivation that they give you. The benefit of goals is more emotional than tangible. So it is difficult for us to actually know what will be useful or make us happy in the future. Therefore, a strict adherence to the goal itself is less important than the simple fact that it tricks our mind into doing something. Right? Now, question number two, what can I stop doing? So is it time to call done on a certain project or initiative that simply hasn't delivered? No matter how hard you've worked on it, no matter how many tweaks, no matter how many adjustments you've made, it's simply not working. It hasn't delivered and it's not going to deliver. You already know this, so maybe saying out loud will be a relief. So here what I'm pretty much saying is, call it what it is and finish that thing. It may be hard, but it is the right decision to make. See, people respect courage like this. And probably at the beginning of the year, you made a courageous call to end what's not working. But now you are at a place where you're questioning that decision. Should I give it one more try? But what I believe is that once you make that decision, it frees up resources of all kinds for you to reimagine what's next. See, Rick Warren once said that you can do more in 10 years than you think you can, and less in 1 year than you think you can. So you need to empty out the year as much as possible to get the most valuable things done. That diet that you tried, those friends that you made, those businesses that you started, and they didn't give you the desired result. You need to ditch them now. It may have been the biggest trend on social media, but I always ask these questions. Is it right for you? Does it fit your environment? And is it what you need right now? See, the whole problem with social media is that the narratives that spread the furthest and the loudest on these platforms tend to be anti-establishment and contrarian. These are the narratives that get repeated the most often, and therefore these become the narratives that come to define our go-to ideas. But if you really check and see, these narratives are hollow. They tear down structures and build nothing back up in their place. So the key is to define yourself by the things that you hold dear to you. Do not keep on doing something for the sake of fitting in or looking cool. What is actually cool is you being you, even if it means standing by yourself. Question number three, what can I continue doing? See, there's a lot of things that you've probably learned. There are routines that you started. There are perspectives that changed. There are things that you started doing and they were working. So you need to ask yourself, what still has life left in it, which I can refresh or refocus? What needs some direction? What needs resourcing so it can really fly in the next little while? I'm very certain that we all have some sort of breakthroughs waiting to happen, given the right attention and the right environment. So this whole approach provides a place and a space to think with some innovation, choose courageously, and refocus wisely. It sounds great, right? We're talking innovation, we're talking courage, we're talking wisdom, all working together in this space for your dreams or for your goals. So when you take these three questions and you pair them with whatever one goal it is that you want to achieve, you give yourself a roadmap for the year or for the rest or for the coming months. So as I said at the beginning, my word for the year is to serve. So this is how I'm going to apply the three questions to it. What can I start doing in order to serve more effectively? What can I stop doing to make sure I live my word to its true meaning and not hinder my ability to serve? What can I continue doing from all that I've learned that helps me to continue to serve and pour myself out into my purpose and my environment? And automatically, you see how that gives depth and clarity to your goals. So this breaks down to what the internet calls SMART goals. When you set SMART goals, they become measurable and actionable, which then allows you to track your progress. Now, for those that are not in the know, SMART simply stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So those three questions will help you self-assess and have a no BS approach to yourself and what you are willing to achieve in the year. It is not too difficult because instead of having a lot of points to measure, you only have a few. This makes focusing in achieving your desired goal easier and more fluent and makes it smart. So that's all I just said to share with you this week. And before I go, I'm just going to leave you with a quote. The secret of happiness is not found in seeking more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. This is a quote by the great Socrates. And with that, I hope you and yours are safe, and we'll catch you again next time. World War Who? You. World War Who? It's up. World War Who? It's you. I think we're fighting ourselves. World War Who? World War Who? It's you. World War Who? It's up. I think I'm fighting myself.